We are on Perek Tesvav, Chapter 15, in Hilchos Shgagos, Halacha Zayin, Law Number 7. We're wrapping up Hilchos Shgagos tonight. A couple more laws about the special korban that the kohen gives, kohen gadol gives for his par helam davar, is when he makes a mistake in judgment. That's the only time he brings any form of a chatas of par helam davar. And about the Nasi, who's really like every regular Jew, but he brings the goat instead of the female goat or the female sheep. So now we come to a question that was asked last, I think yesterday. Zion, how long is a Kohen Gadol have this law? Kohen Gadol shenimshech b'shevet ha'mishkan, the Kohen Gadol who was anointed with the special anointing oil, remember that excluded a Kohen Gadol that was just by putting on eight garments. Now, ve'over me'avodah, so he is retired from service, either because, mipnei mum, let's say has a blemish, a permanent blemish, he developed a permanent blemish, now he's out of the game, ozikna, or old age, and because he's got old age, which is one of the psalm, he can't perform properly. So what happens?
How old is old age?
Whatever, you know, obviously where he's not able.
So it's not standard.
One second, where is it? What happened over? Omishum Zikna, yeah.
Old age. Retirement age, or is it just...
Well, that would... We have to go back to Hilchos Bias HaMikdash to go back over those details. But anyway, he's no longer fit to be a Kohen Gadol. There's a new Kohen Gadol on the block. Now, V'chotto Bishkagazu, and now he does this type of a shogeg that we've been talking about, where he makes a mistake in Psak. He said this, the fat of the keva is kosher to eat. And he did
that. He's
no longer going Gadol, but he makes the same type of mistake, a mistake in Psak. Maybe Par Al Shigoso, he still has the status of bringing the bull for the shogeg. Why? Because he says the rule, if he She'ein Ben Kohen Mashiach HaMeshamesh, there's no difference in the Kohen Gadol who's in his service time. But Kohen Gadol Shover, Kohen Gadol who is no longer serving, is only different in two laws. In everything else, he's exactly a Kohen Gadol. So let's say, what are the two things? Elapar Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol who's active, brings the bull of Yom Kippur for his atonement and for the Kohanim. That can only be done by the active Kohen Gadol at the time. Vasiris Ha'evah shall call Yom, and bringing the tenth of an Eva flower. Remember, Kohen Gadol brings mincha every day, the Minchas Chavitim. That's the two things that only an active Kohen Gadol can do, not a retired Kohen Gadol. She'ein makriv osam elokoin ha'mishamish bikuna gadola. Only the person who serves as a Kohen Gadol, but everything else will be the same. So, avol par haba, I'll call mitzvah shamein bo. But if he brings a bull for any other, for the type of mistake that he brings the par, he will always bring that. So in that area, he is still a Kohen Gadol for that. Once a Kohen Gadol for that, always a Kohen Gadol for that. Okay, let's move on. Back to now the king. Two more halachas of the king. Ches. Okay, remember the king, we just treat him like any other Jew. It's a regular mistake. He forgot it was Shabbos. But instead of bringing the female animals, he brings the male goat. So Nasi Sha'asa, but this is now a new case. Let's say Bezdin ruled that the fat of the stomach is kosher. You can eat it, okay? What happens? All the Jews go follow the rule. So does the king. So what's going to be the law? Nasi sha'asa im tzibur baraz bezdin. So the king goes along with everybody else and follows the bezdin, and they're making a mistake, but nobody knows. So what is he? He's like every... We just treat him like any old individual. Nothing changes. He can get atonement as being incorporated in part of the people. So let's look at the normal rules. If the Bezdin will bring the Korban, because when the majority of the Jews sin, the Bezdin, they bring 12 Korbanos. So kol ha'am v'amelech v'tor me'a Korban. The entire nation and the king are exempt from being a Korban because the king's like everybody else. Even though the king, when he brings his chattas, is a different chattas than the people, right. But when it's the par helam dovar, they get included the par with everybody else. Kamosh Barnu. But let's say v'imhaya yoisim al pi bez dehem shechayovim bekarbon. What if they didn't have enough? They didn't have majority. So what happens then? everybody brings a korban chatas, right?
Right.
Ah, so what's going to happen? You see, the king is also from the doers.
No.
So what does everybody have to do? Everyone brings what kind of korban?
Female.
Female goat or sheep as a korban chatas. What will the king do? Hareza maybe, sir. He brings the male. Shasir nasi bimkom kisvo sira shel hadirom. Because the goat, the male goat of the king, is in the place of the female sheep and the female goat that a regular person. So it's exactly identical. The king is exactly how a regular Jew. The only difference is he brings the goat. That's all. Now, we've talked about a Kohen being no longer a Kohen, but what about a king? Well, that doesn't quite work out that way, because a king is a king until he dies. But there is a way that a king can stop being a king. Nasi shenitzara. A king develops leprosy.
There was one.
Avar minisiyaso. He now loses his kingship. He is no longer a king. Okay? And remember, a king is really a servant of the people. Right? But now he's no longer that.
Permanently?
A king.
No, he's forever.
Well, no, I don't know about forever, but right now he's not. I don't know. But right now he's not. Or, Vinasi Sha'avar Minisioso. Oh, let's say that the king is no longer the king for every reason. For every reason, he's no longer functioning the king. He is different than a Kohen. He's like a regular Jew now, 100% regular. So now we get some interesting scenarios. What if Chata Kesher Nasi? Let's say he sinned with a regular shogi when he was king, but he net for over Megillos, and then he was removed from being king, but he didn't bring a korban yet. Now he has to bring a korban. Which korban does he bring, as a king or as a regular guy? The law is Areza, maybe, sir. He brings the male goat like a king. Shenemer, why? Because the pasuk is Al Chata. So he brings it for his sin Asher Chata, which he did, which means Kishas Chata. So he maybe he brings it. From what was he when he was a king? When he was sinning.
Was
he was a king, so he's high for that one. And you're going to see this flips both ways. Yud. Now we're going to do a little bit of Kohen, a little bit of king, and you're going to see when the cases apply, when they don't. Careful now. Kohen Mashiach, Kohen Gadol, O Melech, or a king, Shechatu, they sinned. Actually, before they were made Kohen Gadol, or before they were made a king. Okay, and they did the sin, and what doesn't matter, either they realized it before they became or they realized after, but they hadn't brought it. They didn't bring it before they became Kohen Gadol or king. So you tell me before I finish, what's the law? Do they bring it like a regular guy or like the king or the
Kohen Gadol? Regular guy.
You say a regular guy. Let's see. Even though they may not have been aware of their sin until after they became king or Kohen Gadol, they're like a commoner for this korban, as we already said. Shenemer asher nosi yecheteh, as the king sins, or im hakohen amashiach yecheteh, or the kohen gadol sins, meaning at she yecheteh, he only can be when he sins. Kishu nosi, when he is the king. Kishu mashiach, when he is the kohen gadol. So it's interesting of a case where the king brings the commoner's korban for korban chatas, and where the Kohen Gadol brings a commoner's thing as well. Now we get to some interesting scenarios. Lefika, therefore, im ochal safek chelev kishu hedjet, if he eats chelev, he's not sure if he ate chelev. There are two pieces of meat. One was chelev, one wasn't chelev. He's not sure what he did. Okay. Now, clearly, what would have happened... let's get it straight over here. Now, he was not yet, but let's say if he was Kohen Gadol, what's the law if a Kohen Gadol has this? He doesn't bring an Asham Toli.
There's no Asham Toli.
Remember, Kohen Gadol does not bring an Asham Toli, period. Yeah. But before he was Kohen Gadol, he could bring an Asham Toli. V'nodol al sveiko achshon alios Kohen Gadol. Then he realizes his mistake when he became a Kohen Gadol.
Okay. But he made the mistake when he wasn't.
So now what does he do?
He brings a
raise and maybe Ashram Toli. He brings Ashram Toli because as a common, why doesn't the Rambam bring the case of the king? Same case.
Because he would bring it in either
Because
way.
A king, even if he's not a king or is a king, he always brings an Ashram Toli. So that's why the Rambam didn't bring that case. Okay, let's try another one now. Ochal chatzi zayis chelav kishu hedjot. He eats a half. This is now talking about a king now. He eats half a kezias of chelev when he is a regular guy. But chatzi zayis kishu nasi, and half when he's a nasi. And the truth is, it'll be the same thing if it be a kohen Mashiach. Behel mechal, all in one mistake. Which is not easy, because it's got that mistake has been the time it takes to eat three eggs. Three eggs, which is going to be very unusual to eat half a gezias. Then he's made kohen gadol, or made king, and then he eats three eggs. So
does he become king if someone dies?
It doesn't matter, but the timing is hard. So it's a theoretical case.
It's a theoretical case.
She'ochol chatzi zayis kishu nasi, or eats a half a gezias when he's a nasi, but chatzi zayis acher she'avar, after he's not a nasi, but we won't mention by a kohen gadol, because that doesn't make a difference when he leaves. It doesn't matter, it's treated the same. Ain't a mitzaref. They don't combine in either case. Upal, do you know why? Because the half a gezias in each case would require a different korban.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Right? Because if he's before he's a king, it'll be a commoner's korban. Now he's a king, it's a king's korban. If it's a kohen gadol, it's a commoner's korban and a kohen gadol korban. So it's a half for a different korban, so it will not.
Can I suggest something else?
Connect.
There's three things in life that you have a clean slate. One is when you get married. Two is when you get born. Three is you become king of Israel. So he has a clean slate, so they can't combine.
Theoretically.
He's done to Jewish life. They say they clean your slate. It's the etch-a-sketch.
Okay,
but I think
he's going with this lumdus, because he's sticking with this lumdus, because remember,
I hear what he's saying, but
because the whole case is only
okay.
I hear, but it's not going to work for the next Rambam. Okay. Look at the next Rambam. According to you, then the next case would have a different answer. Unless he eats half a gzais when he's a commoner, then he's mana, and then he's elected as the king. And then when he's no longer king, he eats a half a gzais as a hedjot.
What, years later?
Well, it has to all be within the time to eat three eggs. We'll go figure that case. Anyway, so he ate half when he wasn't anybody. Then he's the king, and then he's
dizzy.
Half when he's no longer
dizzy.
The king. According to Martin, there's no Shiloh, because he only has a half a Gesias. But see, the Rambam says, I raise a suffix.
I'd write a letter to the editor right
it's
here.
It's a suffix,
right,
and it started.
Okvar
Hivsika Hanasius, or Nasius stopped. According to you, Martin, shouldn't be a suffix.
That's right.
So therefore, the Rambam obviously is not looking at that. Okay, we have finished the laws of Shkagos. Yashar Koyach on that.